Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Tuesday, the 20th of February 2024. Today's topic is Tough Job for the Tough Part 3. Our text today is taken from 1 Samuel chapter 17 verses 42 through 51. And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him, for he was but a youth, and ruddy, and of a fair countenance. And the Philistine said unto David, Am I a dog, that thou comest to me with staves? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. Verse 44. And the Philistine said to David, Come to me, and I will give thy flesh unto the fowls of the air, and to the beasts of the field. Then said David to the Philistine, Thou comest to me with a sword, and with a spear, and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. This day will the Lord deliver thee into mine hand, and I will smite thee, and take thine head from thee, and I will give the carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air, and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. Verse 48. And it came to pass, when the Philistine arose, and came, and drew nigh to meet David, that David hastened, and ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. And David put his hand in his bag, and took thence a stone, and slang it, and smote the Philistine in his forehead, that the stone sunk into his forehead, and he fell upon his face to the earth. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone, and smote the Philistine, and slew him, but there was no sword in the hand of David. Therefore David ran, and stood upon the Philistine, and took his sword, and drew it out of the sheath thereof, and slew him, and cut off his head therewith. And when the Philistines saw their champion was dead, they fled. Our memory verse today is taken from 1 Samuel chapter 17 verse 44. And the Philistine said to David, Come to me, and I will give thy flesh unto the fowls of the air, and to the beasts of the field. David had a formidable and boastful enemy to fight, but he had no reason to panic before him, because he was not a weakling but a tough-minded child of God. He knew that he was not going to defeat Goliath with the arms of flesh, but by the power of Jehovah. F. B. Meyer wrote, Our God is Jehovah of hosts, who can summon unexpected reinforcements at any moment to aid his people. Believe that he is there between you and your difficulty, and what baffles you will flee before you, as clouds before the gale. Truly, that was how the battle went. With a sling and stone, and an unshakable faith in God, he killed the seemingly unconquerable Goliath, and the great army of the Philistines who relied on Goliath for victory, fled away. Friend, as you go through life, from youth, adult to old age, you will face battles. But how would you respond to them? Of course, with faith. Your Goliath now may be your education, peer pressure, or financial challenges. Pray, work hard and smart, and God will grant you good success. Quote for the day. He had no reason to panic before him. The challenge for today is, God will grant you good success. Prayer. Lord, help me to overcome my Goliath, in Jesus' name, Amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.higheveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.